Guys, I got a story here that I want you to know about on how our government hates you more than you think and how they're trying to wipe out something that is required under the Constitution in addition to the Second Amendment. And what I have for my opinion might be controversial to you. Stick by, let me know. Let's get into this. A militia member was just sentenced to federal prison for possessing a firearm. That's correct. A member of a militia was arrested, charged, prosecuted, and convicted for possessing a firearm. The federal government alleges that he was involved in much, much more and used the tactic that gets many people in a jam. If you think the militia is necessary, kind of like our forefathers thought, then subscribe to Guns and Gadgets, and I'll bring you more information about how the government hates you, hates the militia, and is trying to wipe that out as well. First, I want to thank the sponsors. We've got two sponsors today. First is TriStar Trading. This, I have two new shirts, the Solidarity Fist. I think this is awesome. Punch people in the face with America. We're in a time where we need solidarity as Americans. This is the first one. And here's the second one, the Stay Vigilant Eagle. Both of these are phenomenal. Tons of colors on the Solidarity Fist. Super clean here on, I love this eagle, man. Check it out. Stay vigilant. That's what it's all about. Check them out. Links are down below. Thanks to TriStar Trading for adding two newbies to my merch. Also want to thank Sonoran Desert Institute. With millions of new gun owners in the U.S., and that number is growing daily, thank you. It's probably never been a better time to learn about being a gunsmith. SDI will offer online firearms technology education with hands-on labs and materials shipped right to your door. Get a degree or take a certificate class. It's up to you. Check them out. SDI.edu/GNG. Guys and gals, links are down below. All right. Let's get into this militia story. According to court documents and other information presented in court, the Federal Bureau of Investigation learned that Mississippi resident Joshua Colston and others as well participated in discussions on a Zello chat channel titled N, like November Charlie Michael, NCM Leadership. Now Zello, if you're not aware of it, is an encrypted push-to-talk application used on cellular phones, but the FBI got these transmissions anyway. NCM stands for National Constitutional Militia, which of course the FBI says is an anti-government extremist organization. Now, I don't know anything about NCM. It's the first time I've actually heard of this militia. If you know more than I do, then put it down below, and hopefully I will be able to read that comment, because I want to know more about the militias we have in this country. Now, Colston and other NCM members allegedly discussed a plan to kidnap or attack elected federal officials on Thanksgiving Day in 2021. Now, ultimately, the Thanksgiving Day plan was never developed due to what court records say was due to the group's lack of resources and the poor health of the members. Again, that's according to court documents. Now, the FBI agents took Colston into custody in Fitzgerald, Georgia, on December 14th of 2022, when Colston went to purchase horses. Now, at the time, he told agents that he planned to travel horseback across the country for several years and that he was preparing to go off-grid. Now, Colston, who has prior felony convictions, was found to be in illegal possession of five firearms, a Taurus G3C 9mm semi-automatic pistol, a Smith & Wesson SD40 VE 40 caliber semi-automatic pistol, a Smith & Wesson M&P 15-22 caliber AR style semi-automatic rifle, an Arm Elegant ANG4 12 gauge semi-automatic shotgun, and finally a Henry H006 Big Boy 44 lever action rifle. The M&P semi-automatic rifle was reported stolen in Alcorn County, Mississippi. Now, in addition to the firearms, Colston also had a bulletproof vest and more than 3,500 rounds of ammunition. That sounds like a trip to the range for me on a Friday. And the FBI claims that some of these rounds that he had were armor-piercing rounds. I don't claim to know every round created under the sun, but for 9, 40, 22, and 44, I'm not aware of any armor-piercing rounds. Maybe there are, but all of those rounds, I mean, soft armor can defeat those. So, again, maybe there's something I'm not aware of, but FBI also believe that Colston had training in explosives. Now, Colston, like I said, he's got prior state convictions in Texas for felony theft and felony criminal mischief, and there's the federal catch. It's illegal for convicted felons to possess firearms. Here's my soapbox. That's something I disagree with, and I know not everybody watching this will agree with me. This is where I said in the beginning this is going to be controversial. I think otherwise. I'm going to get into that here in a second, but as a result of this, Joshua Colston, who is 50 years old from Corinth, Mississippi, he was sentenced to serve 48 months in prison, that's 4 years, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release, and this was by U.S. District Court Judge Leslie Gardner, and he was sentenced on August 15th. Now, this sentencing came after Colston pleaded guilty to one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and he did that on October 18th of 2023, and he just got sentenced in August. Now, in the federal system, there is no parole for this. He's not eligible for parole. He will serve all 4 years. Now, I'm recording this video 2 days after I reported that the Harris-Biden administration, you can take Biden right out of it because he's at the beach. He doesn't even know he's alive. It's the Harris-Obama administration. They just authorized the United States military to use lethal force against American citizens in the event of a public uprising. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to pin that above. You need to watch that. Okay? This happened just 3 weeks ahead of what just might be the most significant presidential election in the United States, the history of the country. This might be it. Now, the militia is protected by both the Constitution and federal law. The militia is required to be armed, and it's necessary to the security of a free state, according to the Second Amendment. Our government is hell-bent on snuffing out the militia and the Second Amendment, and Americans must not stand for this. All right, here's my soapbox again. If you are released from prison, meaning you have served your debt to society for whatever crime you have been convicted of, and you're allowed to return back to the populace to become part of the society, you know, we the people, then you should have all of your rights returned to you, not just the ones that your employees and government select as acceptable. If somebody is still a danger to society, perhaps they shouldn't be released. That's my take on that. All right? That's what I think. And it took me years of doing this channel to get to that. I used to think, nah, you done messed up, A.A. Ron. You lost your right forever. I don't think that way anymore. And you, the viewers, helped me understand the true meaning of what I'm talking about, right? Now, what about you? Do you agree or not? Do you think just because this guy has some convictions that he should never be allowed to own a gun again, or that he can't be, I mean, what about the militia? Do you think the militias should be a thing? Now, the whole thing about the stolen gun, he didn't plead guilty to that, and I don't know if that's going to continue or if it's going to be dismissed at some point, but yeah, you probably shouldn't steal other people's guns, but that's alleged. We'll see what happens. Remember, we're all innocent until proven guilty, so I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall, but I want you to sound off below. Let me know what you think of this scenario and what you think about what I said. If you are released from prison, you're a felon, convicted, you're released back to the populace, to we the people. You get the same rights back that we the people have. And if not, explain yourself. You know, let's have a legit, candid conversation. This is how our community grows. We're not all going to see eye to eye on this. And there will be people in the comment section who will be the exact opposite. Nope, they should never have a gun again. All right, why? Because the government told you so? Or you have some actual thoughts behind it? This is going to be a good one. Let me know what you think. I appreciate you all so much. Please subscribe to the channel to stay in the know. Watch that video I did about the military, the DOD, clearing the way for lethal force against Americans now 2.5 weeks before the election. I wonder why they would do that. What are they going to try to do?